Hey guys, Alex Newman here. We are at the Moment of Truth Summit by Mike Lindell, and I'm standing here with Senator-elect Lindsay Titchener. She's out of Kentucky. Senator, thank you very much for being with us. Tell us first, you know, the topic of the conference is the elections and the machines. What are your thoughts so far?
Oh, it's a great conference. I think, more and more as the last 2 years have gone by and the media tries to squash the information, you just can't. You can't squash it. There's so much information now. There's so much evidence, regardless of how much they tell us there's not. We know there is, and this conference is proof of it. There's 1,200 people here today. There's millions that were watching online, and we just see it. Just common sense tells you something was wrong about that. And I think people are aware. They're waking up to it.
Yeah, it sure seems like it. Now, before we started, you were talking some about education. You tried to get some of the exemptions for the schools to put pornography in the hands of children done away with, and yet you weren't successful. Talk a little bit about that. Why are you concerned about that, and what can be done?
Right. One of the things, great things that happened with the COVID shutdowns was parents were able to see what was going on, and across the country, it's kind of being revealed what's in our school libraries, what's in our public libraries as well. Available to children is pornography, and they use there are obscenity laws all across the nation. In Kentucky, there's an exemption for educational use, and so one of our legislators in this last session tried to strike out educational as a reason to allow obscene materials. And we're not talking like sex ed books; we are talking full-on obscene pornographic books. And unfortunately, that did not pass this last session. So we're still trying to hit that. We'll go after that again this next session and try to get that removed. And more than anything, we're just raising awareness to parents. They have no idea this is in there. And it really is truly unbelievable. When you start, like we were door knocking and we'd bring this subject up when we were knocking doors for my campaign, and they almost shut down. Like, you're crazy. That's not in our schools. We're like, you want to see a picture? Like, here's a book. This is in the book, in the school. So it's important. And we have got to stop the over-sexualization of our children. It is absolutely unnecessary. There's no need for it at all. And it's really killing our culture.
Yeah. And what's amazing for me, too, is that it's happening even in states like Kentucky that are considered very conservative. It's just ubiquitous. And you've been working with our friend Rhonda Miller in Indiana. Same thing going on. What are some of the other concerns that you have going into the next session? What are the things that you're going to be working on in terms of making Kentucky a better place for your constituents?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to absolutely uphold our Second Amendment. What just came down with the Safer Communities Act on the federal level, they're giving really incentivizing states with federal dollars to implement red flag type laws, and we need to make sure that we protect our Second Amendment in the state of Kentucky and not take that carrot they're dangling in front of us. That's important, obviously, pushing for pro-life. Kentucky had a trigger law, and thankfully our Supreme Court has upheld our trigger law once Roe v. Wade was overturned, but they are still absolutely fighting that. There's a Second Amendment, constitutional amendment on the ballot to this election that we need to vote yes for, and that's yes for life, to say that our Kentucky Constitution does not say that abortion is a constitutional right and that it should be funded by our government. So that's important to get the word out about that. But as far as legislature goes, parental rights and education is huge. When COVID happened and the shutdowns happened, they gave themselves permission in the public schools to push parents out. And so aside from the masking and the mandates and all of that, which was insane overreach for a governing body to tell us our kids were unhealthy when they were healthy, right? But they really truly are trying to push us out of the schools, and they're trying to keep the information from us. And we just need to know. We want to know. These are our kids. These are our tax dollars that are funding their education, and they want to keep us out. So parental rights and transparency of our schools is really important.
Absolutely. And any advice for citizens out there who are seeing everything happening? They're concerned. They want to get involved. When you got involved, you won your election. Any words of encouragement or advice for people?
Yeah, just get involved. Get plugged in. Go to your school board meeting. Go to your city council meeting. Go to your fiscal court meetings. All of those things on the local level really make a difference. We watch the national news, and the national news is horrible. I don't watch it. I turned it all off. But I watch you guys. I watch other people. But we see that stuff on the national level, and it's overwhelming. But where we can really make a difference is at the local level. Get involved in your local GOP, your county GOP. Become a precinct officer. Work with candidates who are running for office. Run for office. I ran for office. This is my first go round. I never thought I would do this, but I sat back and watched, and the people that were being put forward were not candidates that would support the people. and I want to represent the people, and that's what got me into the race. And I think just raising awareness to our neighbors and giving them hope that we can make a difference, even if we're not in the political realm, even if we're not involved in the legislature, you can make a difference just talking to your neighbors and letting them know what's going on and educating each other.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And Senator Lindsey Titchener, is there any way for people to follow you? Are you on social media? Can people follow you on Facebook or any of those types of things?
I'm just so terrible about social media. I am on Instagram, but no, I don't do Twitter or anything like that. But you can go to my website, get on my email list, and I'll keep you up to date with what's going on.
Excellent. Well, Senator, thank you so much. We really appreciate
it. It's nice to meet you.
You too.